Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled The Smirk of Bob. You see, a lot of folks, especially the pinks and normals, mistakenly think that subgenies are a bunch of happy-go-lucky slackers. They think we don't have a worry in the world. We just live one day at a time, never looking back, and the devil with the future. They look at Bob's picture, they see that smiling face and perfectly proportioned pipe, and they can't imagine that there's any tragedy, pain, or suffering in having been a subgenius. Oh, the Christians, they plaster crosses everywhere to remind us that Jesus was nailed to the cross. The Jews, they build Holocaust museums and go on and on about the Nazis and the gas chambers, while the Muslims whine about the Crusades and the plight of the Palestinians. Everyone's a victim. Everyone suffers more than we do. Yeah. But when one realizes that the Vatican is the largest landowner in the world, or that Israel gets $3 billion in U.S. aid alone every year, or that the Saudi Arabians, just the Saudi Arabians, have so much oil money that they have servants that literally wipe their butts, one can't help but wonder, are they really suffering that much? They complain bitterly that we don't work hard enough, or that we're immoral, or that life is too easy on us, when in reality, they're the ones acting like hedonists, living high on the hog. My dear friends, just because we don't run around and scream about suffering more than everyone else doesn't mean we've never suffered at all. We could have made the bleeding head of Arnold Palmer our trademark if we wanted to play that game. But we're not a religion of guilt or self-righteousness. No, sir. We're a religion of holy humor. That's why we used Bob's smiling face instead of Arnold's bleeding stump. That, and certain copyright restrictions. We refuse to dig up historical calamities just so we can excuse our current luxuries and indulgences. We don't need to remind people of being fed to the lions, getting killed by crusaders, or being burnt in ovens in order to create a smokescreen for our current sins. If we're not really guilty, why bother pointing fingers at everyone else? Well, I think I know why. It's to keep the spotlight off you and your own misdeeds, Mr. Christian, Mr. Jew, Mr. Muslim. All the pretense of poverty and pain is nothing more than a Madison Avenue attempt to hide your own greed, luxury, and wealth. Oh, we've seen it all before. Whenever the rich try to impress us with their humbleness, Hollywood liberals speak out for the poor and passionately plead for care and understanding. They make commercials for charities, do benefits for the homeless, and sing, "We Are the World." Then, when the show is over, they drive home in their limousines, feed the Dobermans a few steaks, and turn on the electric fence, then retire to their oxygen tents. The Black Book saith, "Judge them not by their words, but by their deeds." Well, last I looked around, it was the other religions. They're the ones with the deeds. They may not pay taxes on those properties, but they sure as hell own the deeds to them. Now, I'm not going to throw a bunch of statistics at you and quote how many popes, preachers, rabbis, or oil-rich clerics drive around in Mercedes-Benz. But I can promise you this. It's a million times more than we do. Because you know how many subgenius ministers own a Mercedes-Benz? Zero. Not a one. Heck, we're lucky if we even own an economy car free and clear. We are the poorest church, the poorest religion, and the poorest paid preachers in the world, bar none. In other words, we have the greatest need of all existing religions. But do you see us asking for the greatest share of contributions? No, sir. Those other religions, they want 10% of your income right off the top. They want you to provide for them in your will. They want you to pressure your government for billion-dollar contributions. They want you to double your taxes so that they don't have to pay any. And what does Bob ask for? 30 lousy bucks. They're the ones with the extravagant cathedrals, the lush synagogues, the giant mosques. And what do we have? 1 hour a week on non-commercial radio. Now, forgive me if I go out on a limb here, but doesn't that sound just a little lopsided? Of course not. It sounds a lot lopsided. But we got something they don't have. It's called slack. And I don't mean the artificial slack they try to market for a profit. Hey, folks, play the lottery and win free slack. I'm talking about real slack, internal slack, slack from within, the kind that feeds on itself like a breeder reactor. It radiates a warm, fuzzy glow that lights up our lives. It's an inner peace they will never know. And therein lies the basic difference in our religious philosophies. They stress pain, suffering, and sacrifice because on the outside, they have everything. But on the inside, they have nothing. They're morally bankrupt. Empty shells, just poor, pathetic souls tormented by inner demons of guilt and self-loathing. But we Sabjini, we are the exact opposite. While on the outside, we have so little, on the inside, we have everything. And that's why we're smiling and Bob Dobbs is smirking. Because we're rich with slack. And for all their money, it's not for sale. Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob! Amen.